Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Every Thursday. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So, Wendy, I know this.
Yeah.
Right? You're a bit of a petrol head. So you know all the specs, all the tech that goes into a car, but
well, I wouldn't say all, but probably more than most.
More than like more than 99% of people. Why do the rest of it? You know it. Why do the rest of us need to know it? It's the 2019. All cars are safe right now.
Okay, so you'd think that would be the case,
yes.
but no. In South Africa, relative to versions of the same model, new cars that are sold in Europe, US, Japan, Australia, etc., they aren't. There are issues with South African cars, with the body shells not being as stable as in other markets, although the manufacturers will deny it. The crash tests say differently. And in the case of the less premium cars, most do not have electronic stability control, or ESC. Some manufacturers call it different things, like dynamic stability control or whatever, but its generic term is electronic stability control, which is an anti-skid feature. And it's credited with saving as many lives as a seatbelt, would you believe, because it prevents cars from skidding or enables them to recover from skids, and so preventing accidents.
It's a great discovery.
It was a huge step forward in technology and safety technology in cars, and in many countries, in the EU, in the US, I think it's been mandatory in all cars, no matter how base, no matter how cheap, in inverted commas, since around 2012 or so. And if you've ever driven a car with the ESC switched off and then on, especially on a skid pan as I've done, you will have a very good appreciation of how amazing this technology actually is. Okay, so here's the point. Of the 12 South African cars which the Global New Car Assessment Program, or NCAP, has crash tested in a facility outside Munich, you remember I went to one of them last November, they've done three batches since 2017 and they've just released the results of the latest one. Of those 12 cars, only one, the Toyota Yaris, has ESC as a standard feature.
Yo.
So for it to count in the in NCAP's mind, for it to be counted as a feature, it has to be in even the base model, so you don't have to pay extra for it. Global NCAP takes a very dim view of manufacturers offering this life-saving
as an
optional extra, or only in the top model.
Oh, my word.
So if it's not in the base model, if any feature is not in the base model, they don't count it, in safety feature, that is.
So I remember the big news out of the last round of local car crash tests, which Global NCAP did in conjunction with the Automobile Association, was that the Nissan NP300 Bucky, the so-called hard body, was found to be not so tough after all. What cars were tested in the latest round? And how did they do?
Okay, so the NP300 scored a shocking zero safety rating for adult passengers up front. There was actually the latest results were released at Kyalami yesterday, and I was there, and they actually had this exact Bucky that was crash tested on display there, which I actually tweeted a picture yesterday. I'll put it on our blog.
Yeah.
Quite something to behold. But anyway, this year's results weren't nearly that dramatic. But the most worrying thing to emerge from the crash test data on Toyota, the three cars were Toyota, budget seven-seater, the Avanza, which sells in huge numbers here, Suzuki's funky, newish hatchback called the Ignis, and Honda's quite conservative sedan, Amaze. So those were the three cars. And what emerged was not bad adult protection, which I'll get to later, but quite poor protection for the children strapped into their car seats in the back.
Really?
So the Ignis and the Amaze, scored just one star for child safety, which is quite bleak, and the Avanza was awarded two stars. In the case of the Amaze, and I've seen the videos, the armrest opened during the crash test and broke the handle of one of the child seats, causing it to rotate madly and exposing the 18-month-old child dummy's head. Not a good result there. And in the Avanza, the bench seat, the back, which the three-year-old child dummy seat was fitted to, detached, the whole seat detached from its anchorages during the crash, flinging the child's head forward. You can imagine it's quite a dramatic thing to see. So not really what you want to happen in a crash. So those three cars were bought locally. They buy them anonymously. They just go into dealers and buy the car. They transport them, ship, and then truck them to this facility outside Munich. how it works is they put the crash dummies in, mom and dad up front, and the two kids in the back, and their seats, one 18 months, the other a bit older at 3 years. They're just trying to get the sort of a very typical situation. And they propel this car then with all the computers wired up and everything into this basically a block which simulates, it's a very technical thing, it simulates a car of similar size and weight at 64 kilometers an hour. So that's the thing. These results are quite dramatic, but it's quite a slow speed crash if you think about what happens on our roads,
yeah.
Darren.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then they get all the data from the kids and the adults, the dummies that is, and then that tells them, gives them what they need to do to rate the cars in terms of safety, 1 to 5, yeah.
So, we've heard about the child safety being pretty low, but most people driving on our roads don't always have a kid in them. A lot of people aren't parents. Do they have a standard for how the adult passengers?
Yes. So each crash test that's done, they have an adult rating and a child rating. They separate them out. So I'll tell you how the adults did in just a little bit.
All right. Right, when we come back with Wendy Nola, Consumer Watch.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
So three more South African cars were bought new from from the dealerships. They're not secondhand. They were bought new. Three cars bought new. They were shipped and trucked to a special facility outside Munich. And then they were propelled into a barrier to simulate a head-on smash. Then the data from the crash...
Because you can't really do that with real people.
Not ideal. They frown on that. So the data from the crash test dummies analyzed, they give you your safety ratings for both adults up front and kids strapped in car seats in the back. They don't give you data for kids under 10 in the front because you are, what are you doing putting kids under 10 in the front?
Yeah, whenever I report on these crashes, they say, but what about older children in the back? Sorry, they don't do all those variables. So just take the information. Small children are much more vulnerable in crashes. Yes. Their bodies fly around like missiles. Their heads are really heavy.
And interesting that these tests are done in car seats.
So they ask the manufacturers actually which car seat do you recommend for your car. So they try and give them the best possible chance of a good rating. And these crash tests are the same. They've done it. They're 64 kilometers an hour. They do the same test in the same way at various facilities around the world, which Global NCAP then monitors. It's all very done incredibly scientifically and consistently. Okay, so the three cars
we found out that Toyota Avanza scored just 2 stars for child safety.
Yes.
The Honda Amaze and Suzuki Ignis, even worse, they only had 1 star.
Yeah.
And so we wait with bated breath to find out what we have rated adult passengers' safety.
So for mommy and daddy up front, the results were slightly better in the crash tests. Both the Avanza and the Honda Amaze scored 4 stars for adult safety, and the Ignis scored 3 stars. So not bad there. That's the good news. David Ward, who's the London-based president and CEO of Global NCAP, he was at Kyalami yesterday when the results were revealed for this third round of SA car tests. And he said the organization welcomed the 4-star results, but, quote, we are disappointed in the levels of protection provided for child occupants who are the most vulnerable of car passengers, and of course they are. Alarmingly, both the body shell and the footwell area of the Avanza were rated as being unstable, meaning that those areas would be unable to withstand a similar impact at a higher loading, in other words, more people in the car or at a higher speed. Okay. The Ignis's body shell was also rated as unstable, but the footwell area was stable. And both the Honda Amaze's body shell and its footwell area up front were rated as stable. So some mixed results there, but the body shell issue is a biggie. Siki Kaji, who's chairman of the AA in South Africa, Automobile Association, said while there are minimum safety standards in South Africa, and let me say they are very minimum compared to global, he said that's not good enough. We want to encourage consumers to be more critical. This is key. Be more critical of safety features on vehicles before purchasing and be more mindful of their own safety and that of their passengers. And this is the thing. In every market, in every country, with the amount of safety spec that gets put into the cars, it's a classic case of you don't ask, you don't get. So if we as a nation of car buyers new car buyers, let me say, because we can only drive this technology with new cars. Mm. If we're more interested in whether a car has a reverse camera, a cool sound system, flash rims, whatever it is that does it for you, more than you're interested in the hidden safety features that the car has, because we can't show off about those, right?
Yeah.
The manufacturers will not see fit to give us the latest, greatest safety technology. They'd rather dazzle us with the touchy-feely, show-offy stuff. Okay, so that's in every market, that's how it's been driven. It's not government regulation, it's the people, it's business fleets and ordinary consumers saying, has this car got ESC? No, actually, no, don't think so. I'm not buying that car. And that's how, that's when they feel compelled to do it and to, and, I mean, to compete with each other on safety.
It's not sexy, it's hard to sell.
It's not exactly, but it, that's why the, well, I think these videos of these car tests and the results, the number of stars, are quite sexy for people to actually look at, to compare. Anyway, Global NCAP's, oh, yes, I wanted to have one more thing about those cars in terms of child safety. The Ignis, that's the Suzuki, and the Honda Amaze only have lap belts in the middle seat at the back, which is just so last century. That really shouldn't be happening. All seats should have three-point seat belts. So it's impossible to actually install a child seat in one of those lap belts. Of course, the lap belts itself, you speak to any physiotherapist who has an occupational therapist that's dealt with children who've been in a crash with just a lap belt on, and they'll tell you quite a lot about how little, even an adult, how little protection that offers. Mm. So Global NCAP's aims are threefold: to stop the sale of zero-star cars, such as that Nissan NP300, in South Africa, to ensure that consumers can be sure that vehicles, that any vehicle they buy at least meet minimum UN standards, that includes ESC, and in so doing to contribute to at least halving road deaths and serious injuries in Africa by 2030. Mm. I think last year there were 13,500 deaths, road deaths, and less includes pedestrians, so not a good picture. If any country needs to do this, it's us. David Ward of Global NCAP says, very soon there will not be a significant market which is not applying these standards. We'd love to see South Africa playing a huge leadership role in Africa around vehicle regulations, which is, and why not? Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
The most effective way for that to happen, as I keep saying, is for consumers to demand it. That's exactly what happened in India, incidentally. They had a woeful record of, you know, very low-rated cars, lots of zero cars, and they've just, NCAP got in there. They've been in for about 4 years testing their cars, publicizing the results, and now a Tata, Indian-made Tata SUV has just been awarded 5 stars for safety. So very good news. That's what we aiming for.
So next time you're buying a new car, the first question you ask, no matter where it is in the range, does it have ESC? What's the safety rating up for parents and for kids in the back?
Well, that's the car that's been tested. Don't rely on overseas Euro NCAP. The cars on that market are not necessarily the same. So if the car isn't one of the 12 that's been rated here, and the South African cars have been rated by Global NCAP, then at least start asking, does it have ESC? Does it have side impact protection?
Yeah.
How many airbags? What about the braking systems? It takes you half an hour to get cleared up on this stuff, and it makes a big difference.
Before you ask about the mags and the sound system.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So
exactly.
Is there a place we can find, like, at a glance summary of those crash tests?
Yes. I've compiled a blog, and there's nice little images there on all the cars and their star ratings, and there's a picture of, I sent through a picture of that. That Nissan Bucky as well. What a zero star rating looks like in a smash.
All right, so that'll be on the website, ecr.co.za. Also, if you want to contact Wendy, easiest place on her Facebook, there is a mail option there. It's at Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.